الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is resting beneath the illuminous dome may Allah azza wa jalla send millions of salutations and blessings upon his sanctified soul may Allah azza wa jalla for his sake forgive us our sins dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel in a book called al qawlul badi' a great personality by the name of hazrat allama majduddin firozabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said When you sit in a gathering amongst people and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla appoints an angel who prevents you from backbiting against others. And when you terminate and exit from such a gathering, and when you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will appoint an angel that will prevent others from backbiting against you. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to recite Durood and Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam daily. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers. For those who have just joined us right now via the social media, we welcome you. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to you as well. For those who are watching us off the satellite, Alhamdulillah, our discussion and topic for this morning is are the sacrifices rendered by the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is what we are going to be discussing, the difficulties, the hardships that they have endured for propagating Islam, for spreading the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is what we will discuss and we will extract lessons from those parables, from their lives, in order to better our lifestyle, inshallah, azawajal. Stay tuned with us, dear viewers. We have a very beautiful parable to discuss from the Holy Quran Pak in relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, and then we will discuss the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So please be with us for those who have requested for du'as. May Allah azawajalla bless you and your family and grant abundance of barakah and blessings. Insha'Allah. Let's listen to a beautiful and amazing kalam composed and written by none other than Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And of course, it is a famous kalam which everyone might know. Pul se utaro, raah guzar ko khabar na ho, Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. We would listen to this kalam recited by none other than our Rizwan Bhai from the UK. When we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho
O Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam Let us pass over the bridge of Sirat without the path even realizing it As Jibril alayhi salam spreads out his wings without his wings even realizing it.
Jibril par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. Kaanta mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. Worries of livelihood have been thrown in my side. Pull this thorn out of my heart without my heart even realizing it.
Jibril par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Fariyad ummati jo kare hale zar mein. Fariyad ummati jo kare hale zar mein. Mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. When an individual from his ummah calls upon a need, it is impossible that the best of creation, alayhi salatu wassalam, remains unaware of the plead.
Jibril par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Aisa guma de unki vila khabar ko khabar na ho,
khabar na ho.
May Allah make us lost in the love of His beloved, alayhi salatu wassalam, to the extent that our conscience searches for itself but unable to find it.
Jibril par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Unke siwa raza koi hami nahi jaha. Unke siwa raza koi hami nahi jaha. Guzra kare pe sar pe pedar ko khabar na ho. No one will help except him, alayhi salatu wassalam, on the day of reckoning. Even father will not aid his son in trouble, trampling.
Jibril par bichaye to par ko khabar na ho.
سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو, جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو. This was with the English translation recited by none other than our Rizwan bhai from the UK. Very, very rejuvenating and spiritually uplifting, dear viewers. This is a prerequisite, dear viewers. It is a condition for an ummati to have a strong bond and connection with his master. If there is any weakness in this connection, dear viewers of Madani channel, then of course there will be some shortcomings, and due to which a person will find himself very distant from the sunnahs and teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their blessed lives, dear viewers, are filled with sacrifices. They endured different types of oppressions by their own people from time to time. You would go over these parables and qisas of the stories, you would learn the sacrifices that they put in to propagate Islam, to save people from the darkness of kufr and infidelity, and to bring them into light. They would go through various different types of sacrifices. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that it was a very big city of Mosul, which is of course in Iraq. The people of the area were idol worshippers and were indulged in unbelief and polytheism. Of course, the clouds of kufr, the clouds of infidelity had surrounded this town. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam commanded them to abandon idol worshipping and embrace the true faith. But these people refuted the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal and denied to embrace the true faith due to their ignorance and wickedness, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. They refuted a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what was the result of that? Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that very soon a divine torment will strike them. After listening to the warning, the people of the city consulted one another that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has never told a lie. Therefore, keep an eye on Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. If he alayhi salam stays in the city overnight, then it means there is no danger. But if he alayhi salam does not spend the night in the city, then we should expect the onset of the divine torment. This is what the people of the city mentioned and made mashwara amongst themselves. And now what happens next, dear viewers of Madani channel, is amazing. That at night the people saw that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has left the city. Allahu Akbar. And in the morning the signs of the divine torment appeared, because black clouds spreaded and started emerging from all four sides, and darkness fell over the whole city with a smoke from everywhere. Allahu Akbar. Witnessing this, the people of the city realized that the torment will now definitely strike them with fear, anxiety. In the quest of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the people started searching for him. And after a thorough search, none of them could find him. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam could not be found at all, far and wide. These people are now panicked. The people of the city became even more terrified. They started trembling in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that now the clouds of torment have surrounded them, and at any time this torment will strike and destroy them. They all took their women, children, along with their cattle, wearing torn clothes, and they went towards the jungles, dear viewers, repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They sincerely committed to embrace faith in Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam at that moment. To the extent that husbands separated from their wives and mothers separated from their children, and all of them engaged in seeking absolution, Allahu Akbar, and weeping bitterly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They started seeking pardon for all their oppression and violations regarding mutual rights, the rights of one another. It has been mentioned that all of them repented sincerely and promised Allah Azza wa Jalla that they have firm belief in the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they brought faith and iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla had mercy on the sincere repenting inhabitants of the city, and the torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla then shunned away, it turned away, dear viewers of Madani channel. All of a sudden, the clouds disappeared, the smoke disappeared, and the people came back to the city and resumed living with peace and comfort. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then revealed this verse of the Holy Quran, Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ومتعناهم إلى حين. الله أكبر. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, so why has there not been people of a village who should have believed? Allahu Akbar. So its belief would have benefited it. Yes, the nation of Yunus, when they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment from them in the life of this world and let them benefit for a while. Allahu Akbar. They repented with sincerity. They made tawbah. They had remorse and regret over the sins they committed. And the azab had then been lifted away. It means that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine torment of Allah Azza wa Jalla has commenced. But despite the clouds of divine torment commenced towards the people of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, despite the last minute agreement, despite that, the torment was still withdrawn from them upon embracing the true faith, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, there are narrations with regards to which du'as they supplicated, what wadaif they had recited and read in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, after the withdrawal of the torment, when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam arrived near the city, he alayhi salatu wasalam did not find any signs of azab and torment on his city, on his people. The people asked him to join the people. That what with him? Said to him, but why don't you go and join your people? Allahu Akbar. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, replied, how can I go back to my people? I had left the city after revealing the news of the divine torment to them, but the same did not happen. Now those people will kill me, considering me to be a liar. How could I go and live amongst them once again? Out of anger, Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam left the city and embarked on a boat. When the boat reached the middle of the sea, it stopped. Now, the reason for this to stop, now listen to what ideologies and what type of mindset the people of that time had. According to an established tradition, in those times only that boat would jam in the midst of the ocean and the sea that carried some slave. Therefore, the passengers held a draw and the name of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam came out. Allahu Akbar. The passengers that were on the boat threw him into the sea and departed from there. When Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam fell into the water, a fish swallowed him at once, dear viewers. And he alayhi salatu wasalam became confined in the stomach and cell of this fish, in the dark belly of this fish, where there was an utter of darkness. Under these circumstances, he alayhi salatu wasalam commenced supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, invoking, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Allahu Akbar. By virtue of this invocation, Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him freedom from the dark cell of the fish. And this fish ejected him out of the mouth at the bank of the sea. Subhanallah. Look at this miracle, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He remained in the belly of this fish for such a long time. And we will discuss this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. This is the sacrifices of a Nabi of Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Look at the sacrifices they have to render. Allahu Akbar. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, had gone very weak by that time. Of course, he remained in the stomach of this fish for such a long time. By the grace of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, the plant of ground grew near this place. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to take rest under this shade, idea of views of Madini Channel, that's solid and hard. And this ground grew, of course, for his nourishment, for his taqat, and for his power and ability for him to walk and continue with his daily routine as he would do. He was very weak and kamzor at that moment, dear viewers. He lost his energy for being in the belly and the stomach of this whale for such a long time. However, when he alayhi salatu wasalam regained some sort of energy, he alayhi salatu wasalam went back to his people, and all of those people treated him with utmost love and reverence and embraced faith unto him. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran Pak mentioned the story in a very beautiful method, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the translation of which can be heard as well. If you open Surah Yunus, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and go through the translation, open Surah Safat, and you would go through the verses from verse number 139 to 148, and you would learn that how Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to let them know about his azab and his punishment coming to them, how they denied him, and what lessons he went through from this event of the people of Nainawa. The moral and the lesson we get is that whenever any calamity strikes any nation in the form of a torment, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then the only remedy is to engage in supplications after repenting. Allahu Akbar. One can then hope that the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jalla will shower his blessings and the torment will then be withdrawn. This is essential, dear viewers. Repentance from all sins is a prerequisite for you to attain salvation from the problem. I mean, this amazing and heart-trembling story that we heard in relation to the sacrifices of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, we learn that how Allah Azza wa Jalla puts his chosen people into trials. I mean, he is a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but look at the trials he alayhi salatu wasalam went through. But when these chosen people observe steadfastness and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, despite being struck with troubles, then Allah Azza wa Jalla arranges means for their salvation as well from the unseen that are beyond imagination. Can you imagine for the duration that he alayhi salatu wasalam remained in the belly of the fish? Just ponder over the fact that when the people of the boat threw Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam into the sea, where there was no means for survival and safety. Can you imagine in the middle of the ocean? But look at how great is our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the fish swallowed him. Now who was the survivor of his life? Ask yourself this question. Who did save Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? But when he alayhi salatu wasalam invoked Ayat-e Kareema, under those circumstances, whilst being in the dark cell of this fish, Allah Azza wa Jalla kept him alive and safe even inside the stomach of this fish, dear viewers. Moreover, Allah Azza wa Jalla rescued him from the stomach of this fish towards a field. As we mentioned that this grout then grew there. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed him with good health and peace and safety, Allahu Akbar. And then all his people that rejected him at one stage, those hundreds and thousands of people embraced the right path by the virtue of his preaching. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for listening to this parable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the righteous path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand these matters. I mean, there are so many stories and parables that could motivate us today. If you and I are going through any trials, the first thing we need to learn is we need to have istiqamah, steadfastness upon those tribulations, upon those hardships. Agar hum mazbooti ke saath apne pairon ko jamaye aur sabr rakhe aur dua karte rahe, of course those calamities could be due to our sins. Wama asabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. The summary of this verse is that when any misfortune befalls upon us, dear viewers, it's due to our own hands that we have earned. It is due to our own hands. It is our own actions that has earned us that calamity and problem that we go through in this lifetime. It could be a trial as well, a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, like his chosen friends and bondmen were tested from time to time. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's trials with his sickness, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. When, to the extent that when his families left him, his people left him besides his wife, Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that she stayed with him, she remained patient, and he remained patient, making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to the extent that everyone had left him, he continued supplicating and making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yes, there is a widespread misconception amongst the orators and speakers that he had leprosy, and then he had worms coming out of his body due to which When any worm left his body, he would carry the worm and place it back upon his body. These narrations are fabricated, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There is no reality in this. However, this is a widespread misconception. The reality is that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had mere boils and blisters and lumps on his blessed body. And a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla is never given such a sickness through which people run away, because the maqsad and the mission of a Nabi and messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to convey the message, as the ulamas have explained that. Allahu Akbar. They aren't given such sicknesses due to which people would distant themselves away from them, but rather they are given those qualities through which people would come closer to them. This was a test upon Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, but despite that, dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, how he alayhi salatu wasalam then supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and says, Ya Rahman Rahimin, you are the most merciful out of all those who do mercy. Allah Azza wa Jalla accepted his plea, accepted his dua and supplication. Allah Azza wa Jalla then given him his wealth and children back and multiplied that more in number. Subhanallah. All his children and wealth and whatever he had lost was given back to him. This was because of the sabr and patience he endured, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Is this not enough for us to learn? When should we have sabr to understand how sacrifices are given? Everyone says he is giving sacrifice. Every husband says he is giving sacrifices. Every wife of the family says she is playing her role and giving her sacrifices. Every muballigh feels he is giving his sacrifices as well. Everyone sacrifices in various ways, dear viewers. But are these sacrifices for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Are these sacrifices going to earn us the pleasure of our Rabb? This is the ultimate goal. Look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the Khalil of Allah Azza wa Jalla, with the highest rank and status amongst all the blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, after our renowned and revered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla tests his beloved and his dearest bondsmen through trials and tribulations, along with granting them comfort and relief from these blessed spiritual figures. Never complain, instead they obediently exercise great patience, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla also tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through many trials and tribulations, and he alayhi salatu wasalam succeeded in every test by the grace of Allah. The nation of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was suffering in the plague of polytheism, but the announcement of prophethood, he alayhi salatu wasalam started preaching to his uncle and invited him towards righteousness, towards haqq, towards worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, and forbid him from polytheism. Allahu Akbar. But after propagating to testify that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the only true Rabb, however, this resulted in hostility and enmity, dear viewers, against him. Instead of accepting the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his own uncle, Azar, his own family members went against him. His own people went against him, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. In fact, if you open the Quran, you would learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the Quran, it is said that when he said to his father, and his father here is referred to Azar for in the Arabic language, Allahu Akbar, which signifies a fatherly figure after the father passes away, so the uncle comes into action and takes over. And though he is referred to as a father here, but he is the uncle. So he says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي. Allahu Akbar. And when he said to his father, Oh my father, why do you worship one which neither hears nor sees? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is preaching to his uncle and asking his uncle, why do you ask from the idols? إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَا تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِ عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Allahu Akbar. And cannot benefit you in any way. He cannot hear, he cannot see, he cannot benefit you in any way. Ya Abati. Oh my father. Indeed a knowledge has come to me which did not come to you. Therefore follow me, I shall show you the straight path. Allahu Akbar. Said this to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is saying this to his uncle, dear viewers of Madani Channel, guiding him to the straight path. Instead of following this, instead of being obedient to this, Allahu Akbar, the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, refuted him and rejected him. Allahu Akbar. And what happens next is amazing, dear viewers of Madinah channel. That I would not believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Quran says, he said, what you turn away from my gods? He says this to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. If you do not desist, if you would not stop doing what you're doing, I will certainly stone you and keep no relation with me for a very long time. Said Azar. Azar said this to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, Azar is the uncle of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's saying this to him being a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yet he propagated the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided him. Instead of appreciating this, he goes to the opposite. And he wants to now fight. And he calls up a war with his own uncle, dear viewers of Madinah channel. What happens next? The Quran speaks about this. History is witness. Parables have been described. Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing the blunt refusal and hate of his own uncle, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam began preaching to his nation. They also refused to accept the truthful words. But he alayhi salatu wasalam persisted and continued calling them towards righteousness in order to steer them from the dark valleys of polytheism and disbelief. But they did not stop. They continued with kufr. They continued with committing various types of gunas and sins. These are those people that would not remain silent. They remain firm on their mission despite whatever type of difficulty may come their way. Allahu Akbar. They would not stop from their mission, and that is to guide you, to help you. Therefore, he turned against him and he also became bitter enemies, saying, who is saying this? The people are saying, قَالُ اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ. They said, kill him or burn him. Astaghfirullah. Alayhi billah. This entire thing is being plotted, dear viewers of Madinah channel, is being planned. Just like on the night of Hijrah, when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla was about to migrate from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara in Darun Nadwa, when Iblis and Shaitan gave this mashwara to those people that if you want Islam to vanish from the surface of this earth, then assassinate the founder of Islam, the ruh and the spirit of this deen. And that is none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah forgive our sins. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, just like that, these people plan to kill Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and said, قَالُ اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ. Then kill him or burn him. A huge and terrible fire was lit, and it generated so much of heat that it would burn birds flying even nearby using a catapult. They threw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into the fire. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was reciting, حَسْبُنَاللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the esteemed angel, descended to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and humbly asked him if he needed his help. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, I am not in need of you. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, then request your Rabb. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam answered, his knowledge about me suffices me than seeking help. It's enough for me to know that he is aware of my condition. Allahu Akbar. This verse was then revealed. Thereupon Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered the fire. The moment Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that my Rabb is aware of my condition, Allah Azza wa Jalla on the other hand ordered the fire. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. We said, oh fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. The unwavering determination, remarkable courage and great patience and fortune demonstrated by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in response to calling his nation towards the true religion is amazing, dear viewers. Look at his bravery, look at his sabr and patience, look at his istiqamat, look at his tawakkul and trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, his family turned away. In this day and age as well, if there is somebody who's doing good, sometimes your parents may go against you, your own siblings and your brothers and your family members may go against you. There are people who come up and say to us, Brother, I want to read namaz, but my family is stopping me. I want to keep the beard, the sunnah of the Holy Rasul, but my family is stopping me. Brother, in Islam, focus on the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turn against him. And then what's next? His entire nation turned against him and became enemies. But did he abandon inviting people towards righteousness? No. Despite the bitter face of opposition, even after they decided to throw him into the fierce fire, but he, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not wish to surrender to them. He did not give up propagating Islam. He continued warning them that Allah is one, and whom you worship is not true. Allahu Akbar. So, these are the lives of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, came and even asked him if he needed any help, but he took his patience and steadfastness. Allah, look at his steadfastness in this matter, that he became patient and he, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not at all tremble with fear. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not panic at all. The fire that he was thrown into, dear viewers of Madani channel, became cool with peace upon him. The Namrudis thought and assumed that he is burnt to ashes, but he remained peaceful even inside the fire, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla test His blessed Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the blessed saints rahimahumullah ta'ala, and Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them with an abundance of rewards and elevates their status and ranks over showing patience and tribulations. Their ranks are elevated to such status and such heights which is beyond our imagination. We should also have patience, dear viewers of Madani channel. Whenever we undergo trials and tribulations for the sake of the divine pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the blessings of listening to this parable and by the life of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, by the life of Panjatani Park, by listening and reading and learning about the family of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we should develop this deep connection with following the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making amal upon his ahadith, listening to his words and practicing them, because there is an abundance of immense treasure of rewards, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not just attain this title of Khalilullah, being the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like that, he alayhi salatu wasalam continued sacrificing. The sacrifice of his son is not hidden from any sight. When he had to leave Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hajar radiyallahu anha, who was born in Syria at a place where there was no signs of livelihood, there was no signs of survival. What a test, dear viewers of Madani channel. What a test for Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, who slept for 100 years. Allahu Akbar. What a test for these great messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now when we compare our problems to them, we're supposed to make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla that being the ummatis and the followers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we aren't tested in this way. Your responsibility as a Muslim is amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. This makes you amazing, dear viewers. This is the quality of this ummah, that they invite people towards righteousness and they forbid them from evil. So this is the da'wah. This is the invitation towards salah, towards namaz, towards ibadah, towards repenting. Yes, this is the invitation towards learning farz ulum, learning the knowledge, attaining the knowledge pertaining to those fara'id, obligatory acts in Islam. All of these actions, dear viewers, will make us better people. It will take us closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah make all our sufferings easy for us. May Allah grant us salvation from those calamities and problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the sick. And we thank our viewers of Madani channel for this morning who joined us and watched this program. Ask for forgiveness. You will be forgiven. Turn towards righteousness. Allah will guide you. Change your cycle of friends and join those who are truthful. And be truthful yourself, inshallah, azza wa jalla. There is only bhalai, there is only faida and benefit for you in this. May Allah guide us. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, and do good, dear viewers. We'll leave you once again at the end of this program, as we do every morning, with our finally maqsad and mission of this movement of Quran and Sunnah. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله